An interest in remote-controlled helicopters and a lot of practice helped Sky DeMoya and Ross Schaefer get their business off the ground in 2013. Based in Baltimore, Maryland, their company, SkyCam Productions, specializes exclusively in drone photography and videography.
I started out years ago as a kid, and I just loved remote control toys. It's really hard to control some of that stuff compared to the newer drones. The older ones that I used to fly, if a wind came in, it would go off in the distance. So I really learned how to control the sticks on that.
I actually began as an assistant camera for someone who was flying professionally, and I got a little tiny model that was all manual controlled, and I practiced for hours and hours crashing it.
Once in the field, they quickly assemble the drone, mount the camera, and then calibrate the device so its internal compass can determine direction and the GPS can detect the drone's location. Unlike many amateur drone photographers, these two professionals work as a team. DeMoya operates the camera while Schaefer flies the drone. DeMoya says this allows for better joint maneuvers and more creativity. This also means that it's not just the communication between the devices that's important, but also the communication between the operators.
If I wanted to go up, I had to tell Sky that I was going up, and I had to say, I'm going up, so the camera, if you don't do anything, it's just going to keep going up.
While drones have taken photography to a new height, there are still certain limitations.
Most importantly, our safety. You can't fly over big crowds because if, you know, God forbid something were to happen, it could really hurt someone below. In certain highly populated areas, for example, in the city, if there's too much concrete, sometimes that can interfere with the GPS.
In the U.S., it's also not permissible to fly a drone within an 8-kilometer radius of an airport or more than 122 meters above the ground to protect air traffic. For DeMoya, the biggest challenge is keeping up with constantly changing technology and rules and regulations. Schaefer, however, has more immediate concerns.
The biggest one is, you know, not hitting trees. There's a lot of trees out here.
The Federal Aviation Administration now requires all professional and hobbyist drone flyers in the United States to register their devices with the agency, so it's traceable in case of an incident and can be returned to the owner if lost. Sarah Zaman, Voice of America, Towson, Maryland.